Here's what you missed on Kennedy Malloy. HSV didn't miss anything when they re-engineered the Chevrolet Silverado for Australian roads. Chevrolet Silverado by HSV. Live big. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello and welcome to the big Monday edition of Kennedy Malloy. It's going to be a cracker. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Mick Malloy, how are you?
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
Hey, guys.
We're going to get to the bottom of where you were when the election went down. All of that and much, much more coming up very soon.
We'll also get to the bottom of what happened at Eurovision.
Oh, good Lord, I don't know.
Let's just say I don't think Madonna's going to sell another ticket to a concert or a record again. Outrageously terrible.
What?
And I've got a clip of it, so you know I'm not going mad and having been a Madonna fan. But it wasn't all about her. It was about Eurovision contest, but,
we'll,
you know.
We'll get to that. Sweden, how'd Sweden go?
Sweden went okay. Not as good as some other countries.
All right, we'll get to the bottom of
the
that.
Netherlands.
In just a moment. Hey, I Call Bullshit is up and running. It must be Monday. The women's mags must be
Monday. And there must be a bit of royal news out.
Have you got anything that you can preview?
Princess Kate's been out with her camera again and those pesky kids. And the cardigans are out again.
The children of the corn have been out and about, have they?
Yes, the children of the corn are out, especially that new little one.
Hey, we need to put the election result up on Blocks, obviously. Who better to do that with than Lee Sales?
Yes, she worked for a long time. In fact, I don't know what time they finished on Saturday night, but it was super late.
Should be good. I also want to ask her about the late, great Bob Hawke as well. Because
good idea.
I think she might have been a bit of a fan.
I think she'd...
In her day.
And also, we'll talk to Scotty Pate because post-election, we've got to find out the one thing that everybody cares about. What goes in out your pocket, basically, and that's what's happened, I think.
We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets. There's a bit of entertainment news to get to, but you, Jane Kennedy, will start with you, and we'll get to the election in just a moment.
Yes.
But first, the more important things. Game of Thrones finale.
Yes.
It's been run.
It has been
and
run.
And done. Mm. And you've seen it.
I have.
Okay. What happened?
All right. Okay, I'm not going to spoil it for
everyone. Come on, what happened?
Except the fact that this morning I had such an agenda. I had to make sure all the kids get to school, drive some, got the house clean, got everything ready because no one was going to disturb me between 11 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. today. It was the final ever Game of Thrones. Now, I have invested a lot of time and a lot of love in these characters and I've loved it. I've never seen a show like it. It's really, if you've never watched it and you think, what's everyone banging on about? Everything from the production values to the acting to the violence to the sex to everything.
The Unsullied,
there's a term. Yes, there's something in it, White Walkers and all that. Yeah. It really has been an amazing experience. So it was a very special
day. The Dothraki.
I'm just saying
every word.
You're
saying
whatever you can.
Peter Dinklage.
It wasn't sucky. It was really well done. So I had been saving a little bottle of bottle of champagne. And
it's not like you to be drinking in the middle of the day.
It's not 11 o'clock.
It's a bit late for you, isn't it? 11 a.m. Why'd you have to wait till...
Oh, I was so excited. I got out my little bottle of French champagne, little half bottle. Mm. And as soon as the music started, the dun, dun, that's it. Dun, 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 pop.
Now, tell me you had strawberries with the champagne, a giant strawberry.
Strawberries are a bit short in Australia at the moment.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, we've got a bit of an issue there.
You have to go on holiday again.
There's only little ones.
I can't get any good strawberries here.
I had a few nipples.
You're not a fan of the Australian strawberry.
I am. I love the strawberries. I will be a spokesperson for the damn Australian strawberry industry.
I've told you my opinion of the strawberry. It's the most overrated fruit in a fruit bowl.
It's
always hobnobbing up there. Whoa, put me in
it. It doesn't matter what you say. Everybody loves strawberries, so you're in the minority. Anyway, I didn't have strawberries.
Put me with some cream and serve me at Wimbledon. Well, what about your basic
apricot?
Yeah.
An apricot is
an engine room player.
Don't get me off the track.
Kiwi fruit.
Kiwi fruit can make your steaks more tender. Anyway, let's move on.
How does it do that?
The protein and the sugars in the kiwi fruit, which are a tenderizer.
Fascinating.
I know.
For the first time ever. So whatever. What happens? What, so Well, how did it end?
Well,
everyone died.
Everything's resolved. Everything you think that is not resolved is resolved. People will either be really...
How many dragons are still alive?
There's one dragon still alive.
You're giving stuff away.
No, I'm not.
You're
I'm saying
say
at the start
that.
Of the episode, there is one dragon still alive. Oh,
that wasn't my question.
There is one dragon still alive.
So
at the
dragon's
beginning.
Still alive, which means she's still alive because
I am as if I'm going to spoil it.
The dragon wouldn't be if the dragon's around. I mean, if the dragon
a dragon can live. Never mind. I'm not going to say anything
you
more
know what you've
except
said.
I cried.
Oh.
By myself. That's maybe because I'd had a bottle of champagne.
I've seen you do that. Sometimes you sit in our office on your own.
Sometimes, not often.
All right.
It was really, really satisfying to me, and it's just a bit, I've got nothing else now.
Did Jon Snow whop a hot apple pie on his dick, like in American Pie?
Why would he do that?
Because I thought to me that's
why
how the
Why are they going to do that?
Because
they did put a little bit of humour in this last episode, that's all I will say.
Does it end with someone sitting on the throne? Someone goes and gets comfy on the seat of swords?
Someone sits on the throne.
Whoa.
So there is a person who sits on the throne at the end.
Oh, gee, you're giving a lot away, Jane.
I'm not giving anything away. That's all right. Whoa. I'm not. We've got very uptight producers out there who haven't seen it. Anyway.
Hey, well done.
When we come back,
watch it tonight. It'll be on at some stage. It's on a tin pot network. We don't need to worry about that.
Don't worry about it. Don't watch it tonight.
Don't watch it tonight.
No, have you been paying attention?
Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk about the
election
results.
I'm going to wrap up some
results.
The results
are in. Democracy Speaks.
Yep.
You will tell us where you are. I'm going to tell you where I was when the election result was coming down. And
we'll work our way
through it from there.
Right after this, thanks to the HSV Chevrolet Silverado. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It's our first show post-election. Australia has spoken. The Liberal Party's is back in town. ScoMo is our Prime Minister and...
Is our elected Prime Minister.
Our elected Prime Minister and that's democracy in action, people. Now, it's interesting. I like finding out where people were and what they were doing when it happened. So I was doing a fundraiser at my at my boy's school and I was hosting it.
Right.
So as the results were coming in, I was coming on and off stage. Now, it's no secret that I lean a little to the left.
Sure.
And so it wasn't my night, to put it...
In many ways.
But I've taken it in a mature fashion.
Mm-hmm.
There's six seats behind. I go out on stage and then I come back.
Mm.
And the boys who knew, know I'm...
Who you were.
Labour voter, just kept getting quieter. And quieter.
Did you have to inform the audience what was going on?
At one stage I went out and told them Clive Palmer was the new Prime Minister of Australia to cheer myself up. But it's very hard to be entertaining and happy and funny when all your plans and hopes are lying in the heap on the floor. Mm. So... it was an interesting and
How did you pull yourself through, Mick, through that?
The Tigers got me through.
That was until the next day, though.
Let's be honest, I've been...
You've been chatty this afternoon in the office.
I've had a better weekend.
I find it a very interesting result for the election. As a female, as a woman, I'm shocked and surprised at the majority of women that must have, or the amount of women that have voted
for a party
the coalition.
That has no women.
Well, correct. I find that quite extraordinary and baffles me.
Same thing's happening with Trump as well. So
yes.
You can't get across the line unless women are...
There's one woman going to Canberra from Victoria who possibly is a hope, Katie Allen. She's a doctor, a paediatrician. She's a kind person, and I hope that she's able to get through something that's worthwhile for women to get through, but otherwise there's not much chop happening.
Here's a baffling one for me, and again, I'm not questioning any...
The result. Yep. Hmm.
But it's interesting to me that in 50 news polls in a row, the gap is 52 to 48, and yet when people are alone... And don't have to tell them what they're thinking, they suddenly find it easier to vote for the Liberals. And I wonder why they feel okay to say something publicly, but then...
Why are they embarrassed to say it publicly?
Why are you embarrassed or ashamed to tell us who you vote for until you get into a...
Mm.
So where does that leave polls from now on?
Self-interest, I think, is the winner.
Well, where does that leave polls full stop? I mean, I think I'd be nervous if our company's running these.
Mm. They're a bit of a
worry. I mean, what about everything from radio to, you know, everything that people are polled on? I find that extraordinary. There's a few big things that have happened in this election. Of course, Tony Abbott out. Karen Phelps out.
Yep.
Fraser Anning out. Darren Hinch. I find that a bit tough for Darren going. I find it tough because he's had to make way for some more conservative MPs to hit the Senate. So that's an issue for me. Brian Burston also. So I would say half of those are not disappointing, I would say, to see out, in my opinion. Clive Palmer's failed to secure a seat in the House of
Commons. How much did he blow?
Look, people have estimated between 50, but some are saying more like 80 million dollars on this election
for
campaign.
For no reward, for nothing in the lower house?
Nah. Well, it was 3.4% of the national vote in the lower house, they're saying. Questions are being asked. How can people get it so wrong? I'll tell you someone who got it wrong. The person who put $1 million on Labor winning with Ladbrokes.
Oops.
$1 million is the biggest bet that Ladbrokes has ever taken. The highest they had before that was about $370,000 for Winks winning.
Now, I'll tell you who else got it wrong. Sportsbet, company who have paid out.
They paid out $5.2 million for Labor to win. They were saying
Labor to win and got it wrong. And yeah, that's a biggie.
Yeah.
Here's something disappointing for me. Even today, I find out that Tanya Plibersek has said no to being in the running for opposition leader. Looks like Albo's going to get there.
And she had, the backing of Julie Gillard and Bill Shorten, so there was a fair bit of hierarchy.
Not getting a gig there.
But I think she didn't want it. So she says she's not being put in. What do you say?
I don't know. There's something where she did want it previously. I think they've sat her down and had a bit of a Game of Thrones chat to her. This is like,
I don't think that's the Labor Party. The Labor Party got 50% minister of the women. Why?
I don't know. All right. That's just my
Maybe she's realised women aren't going to vote for her.
What's going on with women and voters? I'll tell you who's not very happy is, even though she's in, is Jackie Lambie.
Jackie Lambie
wants to inform us all what she thinks of what's been going on, especially how she feels about the Liberal Party.
You know what, Scott Morrison? If I'm lucky and I have that balance of power, I hope to God you and your people treat me a hell of a lot better. And I'll tell you what, the Australians need to wake up to themselves. You do not want the Liberal Party leading this country, because I couldn't trust them as far as I could put a bird up their bloody clacker.
Well, she had a couple.
I don't know. She speaks her mind, doesn't she?
She's
on your list. We need people like Jackie Lambie, I tell you.
The other thing that has to be acknowledged is Queensland is a major factor in the great state of Queensland now. They toss up Pauline Hanson and Clive Palmer and then get Scott Morrison across the line. There's a lot happening in that part of the world. People need
very
to go
interesting
and
to me.
Boots on the ground, find out what people are thinking.
What's going on?
Because it's a major hand.
I can't even, talk about politics.
That's my dumb guy analysis.
Is it? I like it.
Can we get Lee Sales in a little later for a proper one?
I think we need to change the topic.
What do you want to go?
Let's go Eurovision.
All right,
that's next.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
I was up at 5 a.m. yesterday.
Was there another bottle of champagne involved?
Yeah.
And strawberries? Just strawberries, because you're partial to that.
I was watching my phone under the doona, so I wouldn't wake up the rest of the house.
Where was it this year?
It was in Tel Aviv. They did a great job. They had some really annoying, beautiful hosts, as they do every year. And
how'd we go?
We came 10th.
Ninth, I think it was. Yeah.
Yeah, which was okay.
Well done, Kate. Can you let yourself down?
She did not. In fact, when she performed, she made me cry. I'll get to her in a minute. The show didn't let me down because I was worried at first because there are quite a few good songs. A lot of the countries had some really good performers. But then San Marino and Sir Hart comes out.
Who are they from? Where are they from?
He's a guy. He's the daddy of disco. He's even older than you and I.
But where are they from?
From San Marino.
Oh, San Marino.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know it sounds like a made-up country.
I've never heard of it.
But it's true. Do you want to hear a bit
of... What happens in San Marino? What do they do?
Well, I think they just...
What's the GDP? Are they a port town?
I think they might be a port town. Well, San Marino sounds very portish, doesn't it?
Sounds porty, doesn't it?
Sounds like sheep.
Hey, do you want to hear?
Sounds like they've got a really good Mardi Gras.
I'll tell you what. Yes, because have a listen to the quality of the Eurovision song.
Okay. I will always tell you life is beautiful and fine. Say na na na. Oh no.
Yeah, it's just an old dude in a bad suit by himself. No one else around singing this.
How did he go?
Very low down. Guess what? He wrote 20. That song in 5 minutes.
No.
You believe that? Say na na na. I will always tell you life
is beautiful and fine. He sounds like a comedy character.
Let's go. Say na na na. You're not going to get that song out of your head. Here's a song you will get.
Was he on top of a giant pole?
No. Like, he was just this sad disco old man.
Still,
thing.
San Marino's now on my list of places to go. Yes.
I'll tell you what, it would be good. He looks like he's got a lot of contacts.
Get us some information on San Marino.
He's going to get you into a lot of clubs, Sir Hart. I'd stick with him.
He'd be a good wingman?
Yeah, he'd be a great wingman. Okay, speaking of songs that are not sing-along type of songs, good old Iceland.
Australia?
No.
Oh, no.
Iceland never lets you down.
Are they gone heavy? Again?
Want to have a listen?
Let's play.
Everybody sing.
Yeah.
Yes.
They really like to zig when everyone else sings. Don't
I love that.
Well done,
what was your theory on Iceland? That happens because what? They're
well,
in
it's
darkness
so they're in
months.
Darkness and they're in lightness. There's nothing else to do, and they're a mill metal country. Okay, would you want?
They've done all right. They finished 10th.
They did finish 10th. They did all right.
Well done, Iceland.
Right. Yeah. Would you like to hear the? Well, we've got Kate Miller-Heidke, and her performance was so incredible. I did cry, and the world did love her. She came 10th, which was pretty good. Right. 9th, which is pretty good. Let's have a listen to a bit of her singing. She was on the big poles with the two other girls flying, and it looked spectacular. It was the most spectacular staging of the whole of Eurovision.
Yes.
That's enough now, Dave. We've got to get through this because I want to get to the winner.
She let herself
for
down. She let her country
down.
No, she did not.
Did.
No, I thought she was
and
great.
And I tweeted out that I thought she was spectacular. Good on you, Kate. She's very talented.
No one likes backing a loser. And
well, you've had a bad weekend then, haven't you?
I have a bad weekend.
Except your football team won.
I behaved like a bit of a baby.
Did you? All right. Yeah. Do you want to hear the winning song?
Yes, please.
I'll give you a bit of background. This Netherlands have won a lot before. Of Eurovision, by the way. I think they won 4 times.
Cool.
Duncan Lawrence.
Where did Sweden go? Because I took Sweden and Netherlands in
they
a trifecta
sixth.
With us.
They came sixth. I wasn't mad on their song, but although it was all right,
they're
actually.
They're always there, though, aren't they?
They're always there.
Yeah, they're always there. You've got to keep putting them in.
You've got to put them in.
I heard Sportsbet paid out on Sweden beforehand.
Really? All right. Now, here's the song. By Duncan Lawrence. This is the winning Eurovision song, and it won by quite a lot as well and was always a favourite. So let's
hear.
Is
it good? Do you like it?
I don't want to lead the witness.
It's a simple question.
No, I don't. Let's have a listen. It was one dude buying a piano, and it was so boring. Sorry, this is a boring bloody song.
That's laboratory built, though.
Totally.
To win.
Yeah.
You know what they need? Little Nas.
Little
Nas at Eurovision. He could have taken
100%.
Wouldn't he have been great? We've got one call here that we should take. This is.
Oh, hey, John. Are you?
Yeah.
Do you tell us about San Marino?
San Marino, the principality on the Adriatic coast of Italy.
Sounds made up.
Yes. You know, it's a small enclave like Monte Carlo.
Oh.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Is it drop-dead gorgeous?
It probably is. That area of the world is. I haven't been there.
Mm. It's unlikely that a coastal area on
I believe
Italy
it only has a
nice.
Population of 33,000.
Oh, okay. It's tiny.
Ah, you found Google.
Take that tone out of your voice, John.
Back in the day, there used to be a San Marino Grand Prix.
There was, too. Right?
Yes. At Imola, a track which is in Italy itself, nearby to San Marino.
Yeah.
And in 1994, it was the most tragic Formula One race of all time.
Oh, right.
Ayrton Senna crashed and died.
Okay.
John, thanks for being uplifting and leading us on a Debbie Downer.
John knows a bit. We're going to have to...
John, thank you. That is
actually sounds like he was settling in.
He was.
So we had to go.
We're going to go back to Eurovision.
Just a little less. I got the horses
in the back. Oh, well, this is better.
This would win.
It would, wouldn't it?
Lay down, Mazette.
A little ass on top of a giant pole. With a cowboy hat on.
It's no say na na na. We'll always tell you life
is beautiful. Good luck, guys. One, two, three.
Na na na. We've got Mark on the line. Okay. Mark wants to add something. Mark, what are you hearing?
Hey, Mickey, I just want to let you know, there's a boat in San Marino, it's lost. It's a mountainous microstate in north-central Italy, mate.
Oh, it's landlocked.
It's landlocked. Give him a prize.
All right, a prize pack coming your
way. Thanks, Mark.
Appreciate
good
that.
Good contribution.
Eurovision Part 2.
About San Marino. Mm.
Some news on Madonna with Jane right after this.
God. We should do an OB from
San Marino. Then the Isle of Mystique.
No Mystique.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Looking Eurovision, James, all across it.
Well, yes. Well, I'll tell you what, can we hear a little bit more of Iceland, please?
Well done, Iceland. They really bring it.
Everybody sing.
Is there headbanging in the audience? What are they doing? Are they mystified? What do they do when Iceland comes
out? Never mystified. They're not. This is what they want. This is what you want.
The horns would be up, though, wouldn't they?
Yes. Oh. They've got a bit of a softer bit here.
Yes. Who's this?
This is the same band.
Iceland?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Same song.
Just a gear change they have halfway through the song. That's what happens. It's Eurovision. Anything goes. The lighting, the staging's out of control.
It's two separate songs, two different concerts.
Something really terrible happened during Eurovision that I can't unsee and I can't unhear. Now, I am a huge Madonna fan. I have been. I've seen her a couple of times. Every time a Madonna song comes on, my girlfriends always dance. This is one of my favourite all-time songs, and on a stage that is probably the biggest world audience she's ever had in her life.
What was she wearing? She's not a unitard again, is it?
No, it was a very sort of Game of Thrones kind of outfit, to be honest. And with
like the one where she fell off the stage when the guys, remember the guys were trying to put a cape on her?
You'll love this,
and she fell off the stage?
She was wearing an eye patch.
Oh, my God.
From there, it was downhill.
Mate, when I see Madonna these days, I wish I was wearing two eye patches.
Yeah, well, you might want earplugs as well. Let's have a listen to Madonna.
It is like a prayer.
Is that all we've got?
That's Madonna.
Oh. Wow. She gets worse than that, actually.
The Gregorian monks were pretty good.
The Gregorian monks were trying to drown her out, unfortunately. I'm going to try and get a bit more of Madonna with her because her key changes
I've read about this. It's fair. She's
fans are up in, and they're actually said how disappointed they are in this. Let's just say, as she got
into
it.
Was she wearing her metallic cone-shaped bra?
No.
Did she do Papa Don't Preach?
No, she just did this one. She did this song.
Like a virgin.
And then, no, she
holiday.
Did.
Holiday.
She did something from a new album. Do you want to hear a bit of that?
Did anyone stay for that?
Oh, is this with Quavo Future?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Great. Oh, he's just great. Okay, that's she had the auto-tune working there.
I was going to say, the auto-tune's gone berserk.
She had it there where they probably forgot to press the button when she was singing her first song, Like a Prayer, the first time round. It actually was, I'm honestly saying, it's the worst thing she's ever done and it'll be the biggest regret in her life.
There's been a few like that, haven't there? I remember Mariah Carey, who was at New Year's, it was New York.
Yep. That's right.
New Year's, and famously... She was absolutely, she sang live, went out.
She maintained
she couldn't hear herself.
Mm. Yep.
And that nearly killed her.
Again, world stage.
See what she did? She had to come back next year and do it again. To go, I need you to know that this wasn't.
Have we got a bit of.
I believe so.
He's trying to explain herself out of this hole. We're missing some of this logo, but it is weird. Let's say, let the audience sing, okay? We didn't have a sound check for this
Okay, she can't hear herself. She wants the mic. I don't think she knows.
She just goes everybody.
Everyone.
She keeps saying, I can't hear it in my ear. We should have done a sound check. Yeah, maybe that would have been helpful. Why didn't you do that?
Mm. And what about Kate Miller Heike? She obviously couldn't hear herself.
Pardon, don't you dare. Don't you dare. She was unbelievable. That is how you should do it.
You are very big on this.
I got some Sweden Eurovision.
Oh, have you? Let's hear Sweden.
Sweden. All the exit polls. Had Sweden.
Yeah, Sweden
to
were
win.
Really good.
Even the exit polls of the weekend had Labour to win. You know what I mean? Still coming out going, oh, yeah,
let's hear Sweden's entrance. Hear me, I could be the sun that lights your dark. Is it too late for love? Is it too late for love? Hear
me, I could make it burn for you. Let me can I say to you, this is my idea of worst night ever.
Yeah.
Having to go.
Well, that's why we're so
imagine
different.
Imagine having a ticket to Eurovision and having to go.
Oh, my God. That'd be my dream. That's all I want to do. I'm going to get to Eurovision. It's in the Netherlands next year. How about I go and report from the Netherlands?
How about I come with you but not attend?
Hey, let's chat to Michael. He wants to know. Hey, Michael, did you hear that? We've got...
Hey, beautiful, yeah. I was wondering if it was Meatloaf or Madonna. I wonder if
you're
mixed up.
Oh, Meatloaf at Eurovision.
Oh, my God.
That could be good.
Meatloaf and Madonna.
Give him a prize.
Yeah, prize back coming your way. I mean, Meatloaf did the AFL Grand Final and struggled a bit with that one, didn't he?
Did you reckon?
What about your Fergie? You like her from the Black Eyed Peas as well, don't you, Mick?
She went to the basketball and it was an attempt at the national anthem, a jazz version of the national anthem.
Does that star spangled banner?
Yeah, you want to mess with that.
All right, enough,
there it
Jane
is
Kennedy.
For another year, Eurovision.
That's an Australian.
Oh, my God. We should enter you next year.
That's holding its own.
It really is. Right now, you're right. You win.
Oh, my God.
Scott Pape next, Triple M. This is the Barefoot Investor, Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Just quickly, we need to apologise. Listeners, we've been promoting heavily Scott Pape on the program, and his camp have just called through and said he's not available.
We're not quite sure.
We don't have any other information, but we promoted him before the ad break, and by the end of the ad break, he's
anyway, so maybe it's we've finished talking about the election
that's
now.
Terrible.
So
all right, well,
so
we apologise.
Sorry, everyone.
What else can we scramble on short notice?
Let me see. Well, when I say that Mel B,
I love Mel B talk. She's on my list.
She's on your list of ladies that you would covet.
The ladies,
I'm saying nicely. Well, the latest is. Mel B's gone blind.
Oh,
she's been
rushed
to hospital.
What do you mean?
She can't see.
It's not turning on sex again, is it?
I don't know.
Because we know she's a sex addict, which got her onto my list.
She is a sex addict. She does everyone from the pizza boys, pizza delivery guys. Didn't she do one of those?
Basically,
if you come within a 10-metre radius, you're in
extreme
danger. It's like a bear attack, apparently.
Ginger spice,
If you see her, it's best to stand still.
She's not in
not move and wait till it all blows over.
Not in a great space.
So what's happened?
Well, apparently she had eyes. She lost vision in her right eye as well, apparently. she'd had laser surgery some years ago, and it was a botched operation. When they went to fix it, apparently, it didn't work very well either. So she arrived at the hospital frantic and screaming that she couldn't see a thing.
Right.
Which added that she arrived in a chauffeur-driven car with her assistant at her side. She's in the ophthalmology department at Luton and Dunstable Hospital in the UK. It's unclear what this is related to. Oh. I can't think of worst-case scenario. She's also injured her hand the other day, and she has just had broken ribs as well.
She's
it's been
wars.
A difficult few months for her, and they're about to go on their world tour. So,
if
this
she needs an eye patch, maybe she'd contact Madonna.
What would she do? She wear blinkers, or she's got like
I
is
can't
she an eye
think.
Patch? Or?
I don't know. She said
what about
she was
a glass eye.
That's she a great
imagine
idea.
Imagine Mel B with a glass eye,
left totally blind. She
different
said.
Color too, like David Bowie. You know, she could have two different colored
maybe
eyes.
Maybe it'd be hard if she couldn't see Ginger Spice's Union Jack boxer shorts with only one eye. Are they going on tour? Are they Union Jack? Remember
they're going on tour.
The Union Jack bloomers.
Yeah.
Are they going on tour?
They are. She's in good nick, Ginger Spice. She will look great. Yes. She's going to look.
No wonder Mel B had a crack. Sounds like you're throwing your hat in the ring.
She just quite looks frankly. Great. That is going to be an amazing one.
All right.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What happened here? Now, this is amazing to me.
You might see this on the news tonight.
This is incredible footage.
Yeah. He was in South Africa talking to fans at his Arnold Classic Africa sporting event. He was on a basketball court and someone's filming him. He's just chatting.
He was Snapchatting. He was filming a live post or something for Snapchat at the time.
He was. It shows him posing for photos. A man kicks him from behind with a flying kick. It's really severe. It's really quite violent. And good old Arnie, he says on afterwards, a lot of you have asked, but I'm not pressing charges. I hope this was a wake-up call. To who? And he gets his life on the right track. I'm moving on. I'd rather focus on the thousands of great athletes I met in Africa.
Good well done, Arnie.
He's 71, you know, Arnie.
Can I say this?
Yeah.
You know he got kicked in the back?
Mm.
You know what he said?
What?
I've been kicked in the back. No. I'll be back. I got sore back. My back.
There's another voice to the thousand.
Hey!
That's pretty good.
Throw me one.
Pacino.
Oh, say hello to my little friend.
Tom Cruise.
Ooh.
Tom Cruise. James is on the line. James, get me out of here. James, what's happening?
Hey, James.
Mickey, take her off your wanted list and put her on your Deadpool list.
Oh, this
Mel B.
Oh, no,
Mel B.
No, you're not.
I am worried. I'm worried about her mental health state, actually. She's not. I think she was in a terrible marriage. Her last marriage was terrible. And
she's rooting her way out of a bad place.
She's in a terrible way.
Hey, well done, James. Give James,
you,
James a prize.
Yeah, prize pack coming your way,
oh,
James.
Now, are we doing this? You do anything with Keanu Reeves?
Yeah, I would. John Wick 3.
I wouldn't care if someone just scissor kicked him in the back at the premiere of
He would just
John
duck,
Wick
man.
3.
Whoa.
He couldn't care less.
What's your fascination with Keanu Reeves?
He's handsome, spunky.
They
talented.
Say spunky. No one said spunky since 1984.
They do.
Great actor,
though. He's hot. Yes, he is.
In the same way that a block of wood can be a great actor.
Very judgmental. Well, let's just see how you go in Ride Like a Girl. Let's just see what your acting's like in there. Before you start calling Keanu Reeves a block of wood.
That went really
south.
Just
be very careful.
We're on here.
Or as you call it, as you call the movie, Rides Like a Girl. And you don't want to Google that.
The name of the movie, right?
Is that not good for me?
No. It's Ride Like a Girl.
Okay, everybody. We get it.
All right.
There we go.
Coming up.
Say hello to my little friend.
John Wick 3 tops Avengers 4 with $57 million weekend. That's what I wanted to say.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, I've got bad news for you, Mick.
What?
I've just seen out of the corner of my eye the Trivago girl has got a fugly fringe.
What?
A short fugly fringe alert.
No.
I don't know who the stylist is. No, you can't do that to her. She's an attractive lady.
Can I tell you this?
What?
This is what happened to the Ford girl.
Oh, well.
She was right up there.
She went from pixie cut to 12-year-old boy cut.
She went to it and it was...
It's no good. They're dropped. You need another one now.
Whatever, the Trivago girl was perfect.
No, they play around with her too much.
But I said perfect to get away for a dirty weekend. She knows good, cheap hotels. She's on Trivago.
She can get you a great rate.
Over the internet. She was on my list.
She was on your list, but I'm telling you,
who's your Trivago girl? Who's the guy? Oh, no, it's the Yui guy.
Yui guy? It's not my guy.
You love the Yui guy.
I know the Yui guy.
What?
He's not someone.
Really?
The Yui guy was in The Dish.
Did you ever date?
No, I cast him in The Dish.
Really?
He was a character.
Well, I stand. Well, I rest my case.
Interesting.
A lot younger than me.
Wow. Again, I rest
Look,
my
I've
case.
Look, I've got too many people that I'll.
You
not,
love
actually,
the Yui guy.
No, don't.
You
take the off. Get you someone else. I'll get you someone else for me to obsess
girl,
about.
The Ford girl went. And
what about the flight captain?
Gone.
I know, from the...
Flight Centre?
Flight Centre.
Yes.
I quite like the captain from the Flight Centre.
Trivago girl is Gabrielle Miller, by the way. That's her name.
All right.
Trivago girl.
Yeah. Flight Centre captain. They've just changed it to a new model, so I'm like him.
I'm an Amy girl guy.
Are you
personally.
Like Amy girls?
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's more than one.
There's so many Amy girls.
There
it's
are.
Confusing.
Yeah. Matthew
good
Moore
though.
Is Yui man, I've been informed.
Matthew Moore.
Yeah.
You love the Yui.
I love him, but not like that.
What about the meerkat? What about the meerkat?
I could go a meerkat, depending how many I'd had.
Okay, we're done here.
Weird. Lee Sales next.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, and we'll be asking the big questions in this hour. Can you put mustard on sausages?
Well, that's what it's come to.
Exit polls are saying yes.
I say yes. A lot of people say no.
All right, we'll get to the bottom of that. This is raging. We're going to take calls on that.
Mick, I call bullshit.
Yeah,
these magazines are out.
The women's mags must be out.
They are, and let me just say, here's a little taste of what's on the front cover of the women's magazines.
Fire away.
World exclusive. Mm-hmm. Camilla and Charles divorced.
Already?
Already?
Already divorced. Also, all done and dusted.
Women's Day, never get it wrong.
They never get it wrong.
So you can take that to the bank. Hey, we'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but we'll start at the top with this woman.
Lee Sales opened Saturday night's election coverage saying this.
Insiders from both sides of politics expect an unpredictable seat-by-seat ride this evening.
And boy, was it an unpredictable ride.
Tony Abbott, the former Prime Minister, has lost his seat.
I'd rather be a loser than a quitter.
So at the moment, the Labor Party can't reach majority government.
Tonight is disappointing.
It's a bit of a spectacular failure of opinion polling.
I know that you're all hurting. And I am too.
Let's put out on the table here at this stage, we think the Morrison government has been re-elected.
I have always believed in miracles.
I wish we could have done it for Bob, but it was not to be.
How good is Australia?
With all the wash up from a big election weekend, please welcome back Lee Sales.
Welcome back, Lee, to our show. And first of all, you had a very late night on Saturday night.
Did
you expect it to go that late?
I was hoping it wouldn't go that late because it went that late last time around. I think we came off air about 12:30 and then, quick glass of wine in the green room and then home.
How do you go in the lead up? Is it a big build up? Is it all like you get together with everyone else and you do a pep talk and you... you sing the club song before you run out. What happens?
We've got a locker room. the coach comes in. We do a lot of rehearsing. In fact, one of the funny things on Friday was we rehearsed. They made us rehearse what would happen if the power went out at the ABC, and that we went to
what?
Generator power. Yeah. So we did, and it looked like a sort of game show set. It changed the lighting quite a bit.
Well, that's reassuring.
Now the Liberals are back in. Yeah. I feel the power may go out at the ABC. You can probably take that to the bank.
Thank
too.
Goodness you've rehearsed that. I thought at one stage, and congratulations on your coverage, Lee. It was really outstanding. I thought things were changing so fast in the end. But at the beginning, it was a slow start. When did you know when the gears were shifting a little? It wasn't the result we thought it would be.
It was so amazing because when the show started, the two politicians we had were from the Liberal Party, Arthur Sinodinos, who used to be John Howard's chief of staff, very smart guy, and Penny Wong, Labor senator. And when it started, Arthur pretty much off the top of the show conceded that the Liberals were not going to win. And then it was about 7:30, we threw over to Anthony Green and he said something like, you know, I'm looking at the overall trends here and there's something really strange going on because the big picture is almost the reverse of what's been in the opinion polls for the last 3 years. And that was the first moment where I thought, wow, we could be in for something really unusual here. And then it just kept sort of going from there. And then I think about 9:30 was when Anthony called it that it was a coalition victory.
I remember watching the Trump election from the Australian Embassy in Washington, and it was the same feeling as the numbers came in and it was all posted on a big board. You could see it across the line and the mood in the room just... changed immediately as you went, this is not how this is supposed to go.
And, of course, you're trying to immediately give viewers some sense of what's, you know, not just what's happening in the raw numbers, but why, you know, why is this happening? And it's really difficult to do that on the fly. So you could see even Senator Sinodinos and Senator Wong were both like, wow, what is going on here?
Yeah. It's very different watching now election coverage. And I was doing a bit of a flick, but I also always ended up with you, Lee. When the main shot of everybody, they've all got phones in their hands, they've got computer screens up. It's fascinating now to see people that they're getting fed information all the time.
Yeah, exactly. And it does, it's just, do you know what's so funny is because obviously in my lifetime, you know, internet and all that stuff's come up. Now I think How did we do it before we had
That's
all
what
of
I'm
this
trying
stuff?
To work
like
out.
The worm.
Well, yeah, the thing that's so weird is because I've
used to have those
elections.
Big boards. I liked all the boards with the numbers going up and all the country all the seats.
Can I ask you? Can you do an autopsy for us? What happened? What, in your opinion, why were the polls so wrong? Why did Australia vote the way they did? Is there something you can pin down?
I do not know why the polls were so wrong, and I think everyone's looking at that. I thought Anthony Green had about the best explanation on Saturday night that I've heard, which was to do with the changing methodology. Fewer people have landlines today. So there's just a whole lot of different sort of reasons why the polls might be inaccurate. In terms of what's happened, I mean, the only thing that you can say is that the voters did not like what Labor was offering, and B, they didn't like Bill Shorten.
But does it matter that they don't like the Prime Minister, who's going to be Prime Minister when it...
I think it does, particularly the Liberals ran their campaign as a bit of a presidential campaign. Yep. And Australian voters have been saying for a long time that they didn't really like Bill Shorten. He's had a very high personal, unpopularity figure. Mm. You know, having said that, as we just said, the polls have been unreliable in every other way. But in 2016, you know, he fell short. And then, you know, this time around has fallen even further short. It's almost a bit like, I was thinking of that, you know, the Australian saying about don't let the door bang your bum on the way out. That's what I kept thinking on Saturday night. Like, we told you we didn't like this guy, and now we still don't like this guy.
All right, Lee, stay with us. We're going to go to a song. We'll come back and talk some more with you.
Lee Sales is with us, 7:30 tonight on ABC. By the way, Lee won a podcast award.
She did.
We'll tell you more about that.
Well, we'll talk about that
right
when we come
after
back.
This,
what's
Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Lee Sales with us. By the way, Lee Sales, along with Annabelle Crabb, the podcast Chat 10 Looks 3, won two awards at the Australian Podcast Awards on the weekend.
Well done.
That is great.
You
weren't,
be very
you
proud.
Both were working at the time on the telly. You couldn't accept the award on the night.
Like, I've got this split personality, the comedy podcast side and then the serious, earnest ABC journo side.
That's a great feather in your caps. Well done.
Now, Lee, we're still working our way through the rubble of the election. Tell us about Tony Abbott. It's no secret I lean a little to the left, and to me this was always going to be the icing on the cake. If Labor had won, the icing on the cake would have been Tony Abbott going, but it feels that it's a small victory or whatever.
Talking to someone on the weekend who was a former Labor staffer, and she said exactly what you said. She said, Tony Abbott was meant to be the icing on the cake, not the silver lining. And I think that's how
Labor
people.
So obviously, even that seat, which is famously conservative, had said, we think you're cooked, we think you're done, we think you have nothing more to offer.
I think... It made me think how unsentimental Australians can be sometimes too, because, you know, Tony Abbott's been the member since 1994. It reminded me of John Howard in 2007, where he'd been the member for Bennelong since 1974. And when you get out of step with your electorate, they don't give a toss what a good, you know, local member you've been and what you've done in the past. They're just like, no, don't want you anymore. And so that was how I felt a bit looking at Tony Abbott, where for whatever reason, probably to do with, his policy, personal positions on various social issues, really, for that seat.
And Zali Steggall ran a very good campaign. Yeah. And, of course, preaching, I guess, to that audience about climate, they were sort of accepting of that.
That's right. So he just, same-sex marriage, his electorate was one of the most pro-electorates in the country. He just fell out of step with the electorate, basically, and they didn't hesitate to send him that message.
He loves a good long goodbye, though. God, he was up there for ages. That's enough, Tony. See you now.
He was pretty upbeat for somebody
that lost his seat
after 25 years, I thought, actually,
Now, Lee, you said Australians are fairly unsentimental, but that wasn't the case when we all learnt that Bob Hawke had passed, and I felt... most people I know and Australians in general were very flat and found it very hard to take, because whatever your politics, I think people generally agreed Bob Hawke was one of the good guys and his record is pretty good.
I think, you know, the other thing I felt is for my generation, that's part of the backdrop of your childhood. Bob Hawke being the Prime Minister.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the very first things I remember watching on TV was waking up in the morning, putting on the Today Show and seeing Australia win the America's Cup.
Yeah.
And Bob Hawke, you know, saying anyone who sacks anyone's bum, blah, blah, blah. So it was just a really sort of major just part of just your backstory, I think, if you grew up in Australia in the 70s and 80s. And so it felt like a little bit of your childhood crumbled in a way. And I think, you know, Australians just had, you know, it's just a lot of fondness for him.
Tonight on the show, Anthony Albanese, who's just, of course, announced his leadership candidacy for Labor. You'll be speaking with him. Yes. And
yeah, that's right. Yeah. And he's now, Tanya Plibersek said she's not going to run. So
why not?
He's
at this fascinated.
Stage. She said too difficult to juggle the demands of the leadership with family responsibilities.
Isn't that sad? Okay.
Yep. And so at this stage, Anthony Albanese is the only person who said he's going to run, but there could still be some more people who throw their hat in the ring. And then we've got Peter Dutton from Brisbane talking about what's happened in Queensland and why the Libs have done so well up there.
Queensland have become an incredible part of this landscape. They throw up Pauline Hanson, they throw up Clive Palmer, and then largely responsible for getting ScoMo across the line.
Did they also throw up Lee Sales? So to be fair,
what did it for them? Why was it? Can you say in a nutshell?
Yeah, to Labor lead to go there and learn something about the electorate.
How could they get that so wrong?
And work out what Queenslanders are doing.
You know, it's really hard for me to say, because one thing I've learned is the longer that I have not lived at home in Queensland, the less I'm in touch with what people think. And I do think it's a big issue for journos that you've got to be out there in the field actually reporting and not sitting at your desk sort of pontificating. Mm-hmm. And so it's really hard for me to say not being up there. The only thing I'd say is that my own family, who are in Peter Dutton's electorate, were adamant that Peter Dutton would get re-elected. And so, you know, people who lived up there were, you know, sort of sending a different message, certainly to what I was hearing from people who lived in inner city Sydney.
Hey, we've got to go. One question. When is the next news poll? And will Labor be in front in that poll when it comes out?
It is anybody's guess. And if there's, you know, anyone glummer than you today, Mick, it's probably the people at News Poll going, what is going on?
Oh, I can hang out with them. It'll make me feel a little better. Good on you, Lee.
Good on you.
That's
thank you,
a good show
Lee
tonight.
Sales.
7:30.
Yes. Tune in.
And congrats on the
gang.
Podcast.
Yeah, you bet. Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks a lot. See you guys.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
That was great talking to Lee
she's
Sales.
So good. And yeah, she's fantastic. Yeah. And tonight, Anthony Albanese, it'd be good to hear what he's got to say. Yeah. You'll have to cough it up. What went wrong? What have you learned?
You'll have to be very straight.
Did you vote? You voted. You voted. We all voted.
Yeah, I voted.
And that's the thing. It's democracy at work. People, hey, Hunter's written into me. Mm. Went to vote on the Saturday at the local high school, Golden Grove High. No sausage sizzle.
What the hell?
You can't do that to the people because they time it. You time it because my daughter was voting.
That's Australian.
Yeah.
Me and my daughter went, first time she was voting, turned 18.
Oh, good on you.
Big day in our family. Yes. I thought it was a bit of a
dad would have been proud too,
rite of passage. Yes. And I said, she goes, oh, what do I do when I walk in? I said, just take pamphlets from everyone because you'll be bombarded. And she said, really? What do you mean? We came around the corner.
Do you take them from everyone so that to hide who you're voting for?
I take them from everyone. And she was looking at me going, this is nuts. I go, just take them from everyone. We get through, we vote, and we can see the sausages there sizzling away. We can smell it. We go, and we were starving. We'd been shopping all morning. We were saving up our lunch for the sausage. And we get there and I open up my wallet. Not a coin. Nah. Not a cracker. I said to me, have you got any coins in your pocket?
What's wrong with you?
We don't have any. You're a cash guy. I have cards.
I
looked at the lady. I said, do you have one of those?
F-Boss.
For a sausage sizzle.
Oh, and she did look at me with some disdain.
What did you do? Surely a white knight, a good citizen, came along and said,
no one came
Jane
to
Kennedy,
her. No.
Allow me to buy you and your daughter.
We walked with our sausage between our legs.
No. You worked away empty-handed.
We worked away empty-handed.
That is
we
the
were
worst
starving.
Experience. She'll never vote again.
No. I know. It's
Dave,
terrible.
You started a furor.
Well, I went and got my sausage. Yeah. I got my son to get my sausage while we're standing in line, and I took a photo because, you know, the hashtag democracy sausage was trending. I thought, I'll get involved with it as well. So I tweeted me and my sausage and bread with its sauce and mustard. Well, the hate I got for having mustard on a sausage. I didn't think it was a big deal.
This
I love
is
mustard
what this
on sausage.
Country's ended up, having a go at you.
What's wrong
you
with having
mustard?
Lee Thomas tweeted, mustard has no place on a snag in bread. Another one says, this is very, very wrong. Another one, hot dog yes, sausages no.
What?
What's wrong with people?
Hot dogs? Of course you have a hot dog. What's the difference between a hot dog and a sausage?
Oh, What are you talking about? Well, you wouldn't. You have sausages. You have a hot dog at the football, and you have a sausage sizzle at Bunnings and voting booth.
And where's the Frankfurt sit?
Frankfurt hot dog.
It's a hot dog.
Slightly
what's
different.
Wrong? What's the difference between a hot dog and a sausage?
Some hot dogs don't have skin. Frankfurt has skin.
Okay.
Hot dogs boiled. Sausages are cooked.
Hot dogs boiled. Sausages are grilled. Barbecue.
That's the difference. But
yeah,
still,
how long has this been going on?
But
does that make a difference? Really?
Why don't we ask the people?
What about the guy at work who came and tipped? I've told this story before. There's someone at work. He's a bit of a tight ass. Mm. Had for lunch, he put all his Frankfurts in the tea urn.
And he boiled them up.
And heat them up. And people go, oh, gee, this tastes a little
hot dog water sounds terrible.
Yuck. Hot dog water?
I know someone who was given hot dog water as a soup.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes, I think when he was in boarding school.
Oh, my God. That's dreadful.
Oh, wow. Here's a little appetizer for you. Josh is on the line. Josh, what sausage, hot dog, mustard?
Where's
the line?
So, yes, mustard.
Thank you.
On your sausage. But if you add tomato sauce and barbecue sauce to it, it will taste a lot like a cheeseburger.
Wow. Oh. That's a bombshell.
Interesting.
Okay, so you're adding barbecue sauce to your tomato and your mustard.
Yeah.
On your sausage and you wolf it.
On the sausage, yeah.
Oh, this is amazing.
Josh, thank you for that.
Give him a prize.
Yeah, prize back for that. That's a good life hack.
What about Danny? Can we take Danny?
Yeah, let me get Danny.
What's going on with you, Danny?
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Hey, Danny.
For one, I am absolutely surprised that there was no FCOS, Jane.
Oh, no, there wasn't.
Like, seriously, I live in a town called Tooyerup.
Yep.
Which is out near Turidan.
So yep, small country town.
In Victoria.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. We had FCOS at our sausage school.
Well, maybe it was for the best because, you know.
It's an Australian tradition to have one piece of bread, sausage, and tomato sauce.
And mustard.
Well, what's your thoughts on that,
Danny? Where do you stand on mustard?
No. Sausage, cheese, onion, and
onion. I like onion.
That's the way.
I think onion's the wild card here.
Mm. Onion is a wild card. I say no onion. You're going too far. Too much pressure.
I put it to you.
Too fussy.
Grated cheese.
Yeah.
Ooh, grated cheese, Dave.
I don't think you put mustard on the grated cheese, though. You don't even put sauce on the grated cheese.
The grated cheese has to be melted. How can you melt that when you're outdoors on the grill?
It melts actually once it cozies up next to the sausage, if the sausage has been brought to fine.
Should we see what the people think? And
let's
them
do
call
it. 1-333-5-3.
What's your best combo?
Give us a call. Yeah. What works? Are you in or out?
Did you get your sausage?
To mustard?
Did you get it? Did all the schools put it on?
Is it getting too complex now if we throw in an egg?
No.
1-333-5-3. Call us now.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Oh, man, the phones are going off the hook
here. Forget the election result. This is the
Mick wants to know the contents of a hot dog, and I said it's best you don't know or you won't eat them again.
You've been eating hot dogs.
I've told you, I love a good hot dog. No, hot dogs are great, but just don't go into the ingredients.
I have no idea. It's fascinating that that's the different major difference is the hot dog's boiled.
Boiled, yeah.
And the other ones...
Have you never...
Not thought
it's
about...
It's never occurred to me.
Right.
Why don't study it?
Well, why don't you cook one?
I just eat them.
Give it a try.
Yeah. I just get them in a bun or a piece of bread.
Yep, that's all right.
And woof them.
Listen, we might as well have been asking people the really hard questions today. But, I mean, election.
Dave started it. He caused a furor
on
Twitter when he was photographed with mustard on his sausage and half the country's up in arms.
You want to see how this country is sitting at the moment when it comes to a bloody sausage? Let's get to it. And Michael, hey, Michael.
How you going?
Good. Michael, tell
us. What you do, you grab your piece of bread.
Yeah.
You lay down your onions.
Mm-hmm.
You lay down some grated cheese.
Oh, hello. Mm-hmm.
You lay down some sauce.
Yep.
You lay down the mustard.
Thank you.
You slap that big fat sausage in the middle of it and roll it around.
Oh,
until
God.
Attached to it.
Get a room, Michael.
wrap the bread around it so it soaks in and enjoy.
Okay. Look,
it's a cold beverage.
It's not a restaurant, Michael. You're out there.
We're just looking at schools
it's a
making
sizzle.
Them. And
that's quite complex.
On the table.
No, you need planning permission from the council to make what you've just described.
It's like a rotisserie at
Michael. In fact, let's give Michael a prize because he described that like he was on MasterChef.
Yeah. Mm. All right, prize back for Michael.
Okay.
That could be Matt Preston.
Could be.
Putting on a voice. Matt, this could be Matt Preston. Hey, what's your go? Which way do you lean when it comes to your sausage or stroke hot dog?
First up,
huge fan of the show. I just want to say we had to Google first where we could find a sausage sizzle because the last state election we turned up at our local polling booth and there was none.
Outrageous.
That was a bit of an outrage, yes.
Yep.
Un-Australian. Sure. Yep. Un-Australian,
you sorted that out, Nick. Too
if you want
sweet.
People to vote, put on a sausage sizzle. Yeah,
correct.
Sausage on the bread, onions on top, has to be on top, and then there was a big jar of homemade tomato relish.
Tomato relish?
Sitting on the table.
Jane? Tomato relish?
I am
too fancy?
Too fancy. I'm a tomato sauce girl.
Can I say this, though, Matt? And this is coming through strongly. It's a message I'm getting from the electorate. Onions are okay. Onions on the piece of bread with your sausage is generally a good call.
Bit of a fiddle, but never mind. That's if you want
them.
You
can't argue. The people have voted. And they're saying,
have your onion.
They're saying they want onions.
And then just stand away from me with your onion bread.
If you had your onion in Warringah, Tony Abbott could come along and eat a whole one.
Yeah, true.
He That's could do that. Thinking. Thank you for that. Hey, Nick.
Yeah,
here you go. You're putting something highly unusual on your sausage.
I wouldn't say it's unusual, but I'll have sausage, bacon,
what?
Cheese. Mustard and tomato sauce.
Do you think your meat on meat? Is meat on meat okay? Can you have sausage and bacon in the same piece of bread? Jane, go.
If the bacon's crispy, yes. But then that's a lot of frigging around and cooking. Nick, how do you have your bacon? Soft or crisp?
Oh, it's got to be crispy.
Who's got time to crisp up bacon when you just want to have a sausage and bread?
You can't even pay for one.
Well, I can't. Up. That's terrible.
A rookie mistake.
Yeah.
Rookie mistake. We've got to wait another 4 years at least.
Dennis, what say you?
It's Queensland, mate. We went to our election. No sausages. Very disappointed.
Yeah.
Oh. Very, very disappointed. The kids were in tears.
How heartbreaking.
I'm only kidding.
It's democracy at work.
I did find out the other day, if you're not going into Bunnings, you can have onion on top. So there's a good one for you.
Oh, because they ban onions in case someone slips and sues Bunnings. Yeah. So you can just... But don't worry, Dennis. I used to do that with my kids. I go, who wants lunch? We go to Bunnings.
Let's go down to Daniel, Dave.
Yep.
So, Daniel, what say you with the mustard conundrum?
Oh, I'm totally with Dave on
Thank
this.
Thank you.
So sausage, onion, mustard, sauce... And my four-year-old Oscar, he's all over it.
he's a great. That's very he's young four. For a mustard liker. You normally don't develop mustard for the palate till about 15.
Oh, he insists at Bunnings. Bunnings sausage sizzle. Get the mustard on.
Well, hey, if Bunnings are doing it, then I'm okay,
you're
with,
okay
that.
With that.
I mean, they're the masters.
Well, they
of
wouldn't
the sizzle.
Put the sauces out if it wasn't going to be mustard
okay,
on your sausage.
The farm,
that's
mate.
True. Can we just hear from Mick?
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, Mick, how you doing? Where are you calling from?
Caves Beach, south of Newcastle.
Okay, awesome.
Good for you.
Now,
you voted?
Us, yeah.
Yes, I voted. Yep. Not in the morning, I went in the afternoon to avoid the rush, and on the way out, I was handed a few slices of pizza.
What?
What the
Outrageous
hell?
Outrageous behaviour.
Never.
No sausage, but democracy dominoes.
Exactly. Absolutely right.
Pizza.
What about a charco? Did anyone offer you a charco?
Look, I was looking around for a Mick, and I was scratching around, mate.
Democracy pizza? No.
How did you feel about this, Mick, and what was the mood in the room at the time when everyone's being handed pizza? Were they shocked or did they cop it?
Well, there was a bit of shock, but there was a lot of envy because I was the only one that went in the afternoon and everybody else went in the morning and missed out.
Do you think you could have mustard on your pizza?
Look, probably the only controversy was that it had pineapple on it.
Pineapple! Maybe in Queensland.
Yeah,
I will allow it in
but
Queensland.
Not in Newcastle,
but
no.
Not anywhere south of Queensland.
Hey, thanks for your calls, everyone.
Good
I think
on you guys.
We've sorted that out.
Can we establish something?
That mustard's okay.
Mustard's okay.
Yeah.
Onion, good.
Yeah.
And...
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to the HSV Chevrolet Silverado, hsv.com.au to find your local dealer.
They should have a sausage sizzle every time go to sell HSV Chevrolet Silverado.
Hmm.
I would go to the showroom.
Yeah.
I would look at the Chevrolet, the magnificent Silverado, hopefully spinning on a dice like those.
Yes.
Like those.
As it deserves to be.
You know, like the prize in a game show.
I know.
You could win
it
this.
Sparkles.
Yeah. So there, and they set up a table and you have a sausage sizzle and you sit there having a sausage while you drink in and admire the aesthetic beauty.
Look at it.
Of the HSC. So you just drink it in.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if our Prime Minister, ScoMo, our newly elected Prime Minister, gets in one of these.
Oh, yeah.
And just
does a lap of honour.
Does a lap of honour around the country. Just as a thank you.
Stands at the back like the Pope.
Well, he could just go up to Queensland and thank the entire state of Queensland.
He should spin the wheel one of these. Through North Queensland.
It should be.
Thank you. Like a royal visit.
Completely.
What about One Nation, who they had a truck catch fire?
They did too.
Or was it set on fire?
I don't know.
It was in Tasmania.
Right.
To the rescue.
Pauline.
The Chevrolet.
The Chevrolet with its Australian flag flying. That's what it needs.
Oh, man. I'd love this vehicle.
It has so many.
Before the election, after the election. Mm. I don't know who you voted for, but exit polls say Australians bloody love the HSV, Chevrolet, Silverado.
You're spot on, Mick. They don't get this poll wrong.
Doesn't matter whether you're left, whether you're right. You're in, baby. Thank you, Chevrolet.
Bigger is better.
That's it. HSV.com.au to find your local dealer.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, who's on? Have you been paying attention tonight?
Well, it's a great lineup, even though you're not there yourself, Mick.
It's a bit of a slap in the face.
Oh, you were on the last week.
I thought 2 weeks running.
Yeah. You thought?
Has any guest ever done that?
I'd like to do that. Oh, well, Sam Pang and Ed Cavalier there every week. And Edmonds.
Can't budge them. They just hog it.
They do hog it. And Edmonds, Susie Yusuf, and Marty Sheargold.
Oh, good show.
Shout out to Marty.
That's a good
Lineup tonight.
That's A-listers.
That is after MasterChef tonight on Channel 10. You can see if you've been paying attention.
Settle in. I wonder if they'll put a sausage on MasterChef tonight. This is all the rage. Stewie McGee has tweeted us, you do not boil hot dogs, you simmer them. Read the packet.
Or microwave them, as I do if you're in a bit of a
guys, this is Slav. Yeah. Kennedy Malloy, guys, don't worry about the mustard on your sausage. Why isn't there a sausage sizzle for the pre-voters? Postal voters need a sausage sizzle.
No, you don't.
Yes, just to be
you can
part
go anywhere
of it.
No, if you're not going to join in the party and you want to be organised.
You have to do it on the day.
Oh, pre-pollers, give me the pip.
All right.
Go and turn up on the day, you lazy bunch.
Outrage at, this is Stu Fairley, outrage at Cowes Primary School. No snags at all, but they serve Frankfurts on the barbecue, hash browns on the barbecue, wait for it, Moe oysters. Oh, on the barbecue.
No, they've all gone crazy out there.
That's nuts.
That's undemocratic. Can't be having an oyster.
Here's my favourite, Gareth Redford. Be good if they started putting butter back on to add some moisture.
That's a good point.
That's a lot of work.
Would help.
Buttering bread.
Wouldn't mind some butter if it was served up at your sausage sizzle by Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah?
I'm really digging this cooking vibe, man.
Okay, pass me the butter then.
All right, mate. I can't tell the difference.
Tell me about it.
Good.
Fairy cakes!
On the bridge of darkness,
I'm doing rock cakes. Yeah, me too, man. I can't tell the
difference.
Can you?
I don't mean to be disrespectful. Is he on
who's
the
on
Deadpool list?
Dave O'Neill and Sushi Mango as well.
There we go.
Great show. Tuesday, Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're done catching up on Kennedy Malloy. Check out the Chevrolet Silverado by HSV. Live big.